to party, right? Guys like him, they don't like to party like we do. You know, we're having a lot of fun.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We like to party.
Yeah, we like to party. Did I say that already?
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and the show is Canada Post Rock. I'm your host, P-Bone, and we're going to be on air until 1 a.m. this evening. Give me a call if you want to hear anything, 604-822-2487. And don't forget to check out canadapostrock.ca for the show's website. And you can find podcasts, playlists, and stuff like that. And head to CITR.ca for all the latest CITR info. And once again, I'm going to be on air until 1 a.m. this evening. Hope everyone's doing pretty good. And starting off the program, we heard something from Silkworm. Those guys are from Chicago, and that was off their last album called It'll Be Cool. It came out in 2004, and that was a track called Penalty Box. Awesome, awesome track. I thought it would kind of fit in with the hockey fever going on right now, even though it wasn't so evident tonight. Anyways, Silkworm, they broke up in 2004. Kind of a sad story because their drummer was actually hit by a drunk driver in Chicago, and unfortunately he passed away, and then the band decided not to go on after that since they were such a tight group of people. They're an amazing rock band. They're definitely blue-collar, beer-drinking rock, and pick up every album. They're definitely one of my favorite bands. Anyways, once again, my name is P-Bone, and I got a lot of different stuff on the program. We got some stuff from an old band called Gore that I just picked up, some stuff from Godflesh, but we're going to keep going with a little bit more of the, I don't know, rock and pop type music, and then later on we'll get into the more experimental stuff we're used to hearing. Starting off the program, you're going to hear something from Sean Nicholas Savage. He's an awesome pop singer out of Montreal. He's also based in Edmonton, I do believe. Anyways, you're going to hear a track off an album called Mutual Respect, or Mutual Feelings of Respect and Admiration. It's out on the Montreal label called Arbutus Records. Check out arbutusrecords.com and you could download this album for a donation. You're going to hear a track called Disco Dancing, and then we'll see what we get to after that. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this track is called Disco Dancing.
Summer night, everything's going to be alright, and it feels like I might start to live my life. You know, it's been a while since I had a good long smile, and I feel good tonight.
Clock CITR 101.9 FM presents Cabaradio. join host Teddy Smooth as he explores the chimerical, the hysterical, the phantasmagorical world of burlesque and cabaret. Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM brings you Cabaret Radio.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, P-Bone. The show is Canada Post Rock, and what you just heard was something called from Sean Nicholas Savage, a track off film called Mutual Feelings of Respect and Admiration, a beautiful track called Disco Dancing, and that came out on the Montreal label called Arbutus Records. And in this next set, we're going to hear something from also from Montreal, but from a label called Hobo Cult Records. And it's a band called Velvet Chrome, and I played a band called Das Amore a couple weeks ago, after the Weird 3 festival, and this is another band that played at the Weird 3, and it's an offshoot of Das Amore. Features two members of Das Amore, and you can hear a track off the Velvet Chrome album called Silver Storm, and a track called Novella. They're kind of a no-wavy, very noisy and drony type band. Really, really awesome stuff. Check out some more info from them. I think myspace.com/velvetchrome is their MySpace. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is a track from Velvet Chrome.
Too much. Are you interested in radio, but not quite sure how to get involved? CITR is the place for you. We are a volunteer-driven campus and community radio station with a variety of volunteer opportunities. Want to become an on-air programmer? Learn about promotions? Maybe become a news or arts reporter? Come learn about all the ways you can become involved at CITR. Volunteer orientations are held on the first Monday of every month at 6:30 p.m. If the first Monday falls on a statutory holiday, the orientation moves to the second Monday. Visit CITR.ca for more information.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 89.9. I'm sorry. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. And I'm your host, P-Bone. And I'm going to be on air for about another half hour or so. And what you just heard was a very interesting track from Montreal's Velvet Chrome. It's a track called Novella. And that came out on the Montreal record label called Hobo Cult Records. So we're going to keep on with some more stuff out of Montreal. And you're going to hear something from Joanne Hitu. She's an artist I played quite a few times in the past few weeks. She has a really interesting album called Receipts de Neige out on the Actuel CD record label. And you can check out more info at actuelcd.com. You can hear an excerpt from the opening track, or the opening set. Well, it's numbered 1 to 5, so you can hear a few tracks from the first section. And this features a lot of Montreal jazz players, such as Pierre Tanguay, and a lot of different players from the Actuel CD record label. It's a really, really interesting creative jazz and experimental label. Definitely check out some more stuff from this label. So you can hear about a 8-minute track, and then I'll get back to you and play some more stuff. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is a track from Joanne Hitu. And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and apologize for the technical difficulties. CD's little scratched, it appears. And apparently, probably because the CD's so darn good and it's so popular, everyone just keeps playing it over and over again. Anyways, that was Joanne Hitchu, and she's featured on the Actual CD record label. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and the show is Canada Post Rock, and I'm your host, P-Bone. So we're going to move on, and you're going to hear something from an interesting label out of Edmonton called Little Whore Records. And I'm primarily familiar with a lot of the hip-hop they put out. Stuff from like Corvid Lorax and Zadika and stuff like that. Check out the label at www.littlewhorerecords.com. But they just put out a really interesting compilation called 30 Bands You've Never Heard Of. And it's a whole bunch of different like punk and lo-fi and drony type bands. It's just all over the place. And they are right. I haven't heard of too many of these bands. You can hear from a band called Electric Indian, and you can hear a track called Acid Rain Dance, and I'm pretty sure these guys are from Edmonton, but I may be mistaken. Anyways, check out more stuff from Edmonton's Little Whore Records. After that, you're going to hear an old band from the 80s called Gore, and this is a Dutch noise instrumental band. They make some really, really heavy, really abrasive industrial hardcore and metal and stuff like that. It's all instrumental, and you can hear a track off an album called Mean Man's Dream, and you can hear a track called Meat Machine. It's a, like I said, really abrasive guitars, and it's kind of similar to like Big Black or even Godflesh. It could be compared to. Unfortunately, they broke up in the early to mid 90s, and recently, in the past couple of years, a few labels have been reissuing their stuff. Southern Lord Records reissued an album in 2008, I think, and most recently an interesting label called Fling Co. Sound just reissued this album. You can pick it up on their Bandcamp, something for like $2.50 or $5. It's a really, really good deal. So definitely check out some more stuff from this band called Gore if you've never heard of them. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Electric Indian, followed by Gore.
There are at least three people from another planet living on Earth today.
Scratch Records presents A Night of Music at the Interurban Gallery 1 East Hastings on June 10th. Performing that night are Himalayan Bear, who just finished up a tour with new pornographer Catherine Calder, Prairie Cat, who will be debuting material off his upcoming album, and Chris Horrific from Parts Unknown and the Bible Belts will also be playing. All ages welcome, doors open at 9 p.m, advance tickets are $8 from Red Cat, Scratch or Zulu Records, or it's $10 in at the door. Good one.
And that was something from Gore. That was a track called Meat Machine, taken from the amazing Mean Man's Dream album that came out in 1987. Originally came out on Ekask Records, I do believe is how it said, and was just recently reissued this past year. Definitely check out some more stuff from Gore. They're an amazing Dutch noise industrial instrumental group. Amazing, amazing group. So like I said, a couple labels have reissued some of their stuff, namely Southern Lord, and so yeah, check out more stuff from them. Prior to that, you heard something from the Little Horror record label based out of Edmonton, and you heard a track called Electric Indian, and you heard a track called Acid Rain Dance. You're listening to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM, and you're gonna hear a band up next that sounds very similar to Gore, and they're called Godflesh. And it's the work of Justin K. Broderick, who is an artist based out of Birmingham, England, who's involved in a ton of different projects. He's in bands such as Jay-Zoo, Techno Animal, and he was even in Napalm Death for a little while. And a large amount of his music was put out under the Godflesh name, which is some heavy industrial music from the early to late 80s, I do believe. And let me see. So you're going to hear a track off the album called Pure, and you're going to hear a track called Predominance, kind of a longer track, around 7 or 8 minutes, and check out some more stuff from Godflesh. And Godflesh kind of finished in like 2002, and they haven't really done much until the past couple of years. Most recently, he's been doing a lot of work in his project called Yezu, which is more kind of a shoegazy type drone type music. Check out some more stuff from Godflesh. It's amazing, amazing industrial music. It's right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Predominance by Godflesh. And that was Godflesh, a track called Predominance off the album called Pure. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, P-Bone. The current show is Canada Post Rock, and thanks for listening this evening. I'm going to leave you with kind of a longer track to end off the show. And once again, check out CanadaPostRock.ca for playlists in case you didn't hear me because I was mumbling or something. CanadaPostRock.ca, and don't forget to check out CITR site, CITR.ca. And I'll be back next week with some more great music. So I'm going to leave you this evening with a really noisy, droney, very heavy textured track. And it's called, it's from a band called The Goslings and The Warmth. It's a collaboration between two bands. The Goslings are I think a male and female wife and husband duo that make really textured, noisy, drone type music. And you can hear a band called Warmth, and they put out a really interesting collaboration album called Heaven of Animals. And it's just really, like I said, really heavy textured and very kind of eerie drone type music. It's about a 20 minute track, and the name of the album is called Heaven of Animals. So hope you enjoy this track. So right here on Canada Post Rock and CITR 101.9 FM radio, this is Soft Eyes Open by The Goslings and Warmth. Thank you.
Then there's the utter misery that is college radio, where they apparently just let any bewildered freshman wander into the booth and try to run a radio station. Campus Outreach is looking for... Hang on. College radio can pretty much be summed up in five words.
CITR 101.9 FM.